If you're charged with a crime and unable to hire an attorney, you have the right to an adequate defense under the Sixth Amendment. And the U.S. Supreme Court has said it's up to the states to make sure that happens. 49 of them allocate state funds for public defenders, and usually the money is tied to oversight and standards. The odd one out? Pennsylvania. For years, criminal justice advocates have said this is a major problem. But public defense in Pennsylvania remains a patchwork system that can have dire consequences for the most vulnerable people in the state. Keystone Crossroads reporters Emily Previty and Lindsay Lazarski take us to Fayette County to investigate. Lindsay starts things off.
Crystal Weimer was arrested in 2004 for a crime she didn't commit.
Nobody would ever have thought they were going to go to prison or be convicted, you know, especially a murder. Murder charge, like, that's bad.
She was accused of killing Curtis Haith, a 21-year-old African-American man who dreamed of becoming a chef. Haith was shot in the face and beaten to death in front of his home in southwestern Pennsylvania. Weimer, a single mom of three young girls, couldn't afford the $50,000 she'd have to pay to a private attorney, so she was represented by a public defender. She says she wasn't too worried about the outcome of the case because she was innocent. She wasn't even in the same town when the murder happened. And after a jailhouse witness was caught in a lie, the charges against her were dismissed.
After I'm out trying to get my life back in order, I had to get another house. I had to get all new furniture, all clothes, everything all over again.
But the ordeal was far from over, just beginning, actually. Something that continues to haunt her to this day.
And then here they come, 5 months later, knocking on my door. Crystal Weimer, come on, it's time. Come with us. Here you go again.
Police arrested Weimer for the same crime, and this time, the charges stuck. Weimer faced up to 30 years in prison for third-degree murder, aggravated assault, and other charges. The prosecutor offered a deal that would set her free in just a few years if she pleaded guilty.
I'm not accepting something I didn't do.
By refusing the plea, Weimer was essentially putting her life in the hands of her public defender. My colleague, Emily Previty, spent most of the past few months digging into that system.
State lawmakers did a report years back based on 2008 data, and it documented the problems with public defense in Pennsylvania. Too much burden on public defenders, zero state oversight of what's happening at the county level, and defendants at the mercy of a very uneven system. After speaking with sources around the state, filing more than 100 right-to-know requests, sorting through thousands of pages of documents, and analyzing dozens of data sets, we realized that the situation hasn't improved and is actually worse in some ways. Even as the crime rate and criminal caseloads have gone down, the burden on public defenders statewide has gotten heavier. In some counties, it's doubled. With the additional cases, overworked public defenders feel even more pressure to wrap things up faster than private attorneys, often with plea deals, and the data backs that up. But Crystal did not take a plea and then sat in Fayette County Jail for 2 years before she went to trial.
2 years. 2 years before I went to court, before I did anything.
At the trial, the prosecutor put on a convincing case with testimony from expert witnesses.
Still, Weimer believed the jury would see that she was innocent. When the jury came back with a guilty verdict, she was in shock.
Is this even real? It was a nightmare or something I couldn't wake up to.
Weimer's conviction potentially could have been avoided if not for what she believes is a major misstep in her case. Remember, Crystal was arrested for Haith's murder before, and the charges were dismissed. At that time, the Fayette County Public Defender's Office could have tried for a dismissal with prejudice, meaning the charges would have been dropped forever, but that didn't happen.
What do you call it, malpractice? What do you call an attorney that doesn't do their job properly?
We'll never know whether the judge would have agreed to dismiss Crystal's case with prejudice. Fayette County's chief public defender, Jeffrey Whitego, didn't push for that, even though he said he did everything he could. Whitego's been in his position for decades, seeing calls for statewide reform go unanswered, and he seems hardened to the status quo.
I'm not going to beat myself up over this. I've been beating myself up for 33 years on this. It's not going to change until the state takes over the system, which I don't see them ever doing. It's not going to be a fair fight.
Public defense in Pennsylvania is truly a scattershot system. Some counties spend thousands of dollars per criminal case, others mere hundreds. Some individual defenders handle a dozen cases a year, others nearly 600 cases. One constant, chief public defenders are paid a fraction of what their counterparts get to head the district attorney's office.
To Whiteco, elected officials' campaign is being tough on crime, so it's just not a priority to increase funding for the public defender's office.
If you have an even playing field, there's going to be winners sometimes in the public defender's office even. And that doesn't bode well for anybody, because then their rate goes down as far as their conviction rate.
So the person that's really hurt is the person who's
being represented? Right. But that's a small person in the vast scheme of things.
While in prison, Crystal Weimer wrote letter after letter, by hand, to anyone who would listen. After nearly a decade locked up, one of Weimer's letters landed on the desk of Neelam Sanghvi, legal director at the Pennsylvania Innocence Project in Philadelphia.
The thing that stands out to me the most is just this consistent refrain of, I'm a mom of three girls, I didn't do this, I need to get home.
As Sanghvi and a team of attorneys looked at Weimer's case, it just fell apart. Jailhouse witnesses recanted their stories, soil samples were tossed out of court, and expert testimony was debunked as junk science. The first time around, Weimer's public defender didn't have access to a computer, let alone money to hire investigators and experts to fully disprove all of the testimony that was later thrown out.
How were they supposed to take on all of these complex scientific issues when it's part-time, they have very little funding, there's very little technology?
Crystal Weimer couldn't hire a private lawyer and spent nearly 12 years in prison for a crime she didn't commit. On June 27, 2016, she was exonerated and all charges were dropped, permanently.
If somebody would have investigated this crime from the beginning or had the money to hire a private investigator, this injustice would have never occurred.
Now, Weimer is striving for her life to be normal again. But the lasting effects from being incarcerated make that difficult. She has arthritis in her back from lying on a prison bed and struggles with PTSD and anxiety that she might be ripped away from her family again.
You know, for 12 years of my life, being away from my family and my three little girls, you know, my oldest daughter is still angry at me. Just being without her mom. You can't replace stuff like that. The damage is already done. I can't take it back.
Lindsay Lazarski
and Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.
This is the first story in a series by Keystone Crossroads called No Justice for All, Pennsylvania's Unequal Access to Adequate Public Defense. There is more this week on the air and online. If you've had experience with public defense in Pennsylvania, we want to hear from you. Reach us on our call-in line, 215-928-2408.